if I did have a gun, I would be firing it in the air right now, which would be very dangerous for the ninth floor, but I don't care. I'd shoot in the air because it's Friday! It's freaking Friday, freakbot! What do you think about that?
Am I the freakbot? Yeah. Is the listener, the station?
Sure, yes.
I'm all the freakbot. Okay. Yes. I feel good about it.
Yeah, good.
I like it.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't like it as much as you. No one does. But I like it.
Oh, man, man, man.
You
oh,
got
man.
Big plans?
I do. I'm going to do nothing.
I knew
it's
that was your plan.
It's going to be awesome.
When Slego says he has big plans, that means he has zero plans.
I mean, not sober.
Which is perfect for him.
Yes, it is. Yeah. I can actually accomplish that
That's
goal.
The best case scenario for a weekend.
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Alrighty.
Between 5 and 7, we do our All Request Fest.
Right, it gets loud in here.
That's always fun.
Yep.
We have a new Dodger in town.
What's this now?
Freddie
yeah, that's
Freeman.
Right. Yeah.
We're going to get some information about him from the great Manny Ramirez.
Oh, sweet.
Well, I mean, we don't Ish. Always get... Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes I wonder. That seems odd. Different.
A cheerleader so far is the standout of the March Madness.
Okay.
I'll play some play-by-play
okay.
of the cheerleader doing her thing. Also, good news from Ukraine.
Good.
And it continues to be the fact that people are dumb.
Oh, man, that is there's no doubt about it. They keep lining up all their stupidity for us. And we've got the cash cow here in the studio.
Correct.
What a cute little beast.
Does it need to stay in here in the studio
I don't
the whole
think
time?
So. Okay. And someone, no one's taking it out to poop yet.
It'll come in once an hour, about 20 minutes after.
Yeah, something like that. Your chance to win some cash. The Fighters Foo on 95.5 KLOS.
Love that.
That is another release from the Medicine at Midnight album. That is Love Dies Young. Just the sort of thing that our pal Matt Pinfield plays on Sunday nights. You know, he's got Dorothy on with him.
Does he? Great.
Yeah, the Rest in Peace.
Fantastic.
She's going to be joining him Sunday night around about 8 o'clock or so, but that's where you get all the new music.
I assume you don't watch March Madness ever?
No. Mm-mm. No.
What a surprise.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I just want to make sure that you had the audio ready.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So the first day of March Madness,
uh-huh.
Indiana is playing St. Mary's.
Okay.
And the ball bounces off the rim and goes up on top of the backboard?
I did see that video.
You did?
That's so frustrating. So do they always let the clock just keep rolling like that?
No, usually they blow it dead.
Right?
I didn't see
I
the clock.
I believe they let it go for a while.
Well, they probably put it back on.
Yeah, yeah.
They're pretty good about that.
Yeah.
But the ball gets stuck up there, and they can't get it down. So they bring out a chair, and a referee stands on a chair, and he's got like a clipboard or something, and he's trying to get
flap.
It. And he can't get it down.
Flap.
And finally they come up with the idea, hey, wait a minute, cheerleaders get held up by other cheerleaders.
That's right. They do the pyramid.
Why not have a woman on top of a man walk over and get the basketball?
Now you're talking.
And this is the play-by-play of that.
Or maybe he's got to go on Vern's shoulders. We got Toss holding Pfeiffer. Kelly is not tall enough.
Can't get it.
Major issues here in Portland.
Why don't we get a new ball?
Yeah, why don't the cheerleaders, they're used to going up high. Let's get it. Get the cheerleader up. Get her up there. This is how you do it. Give her the mob. Now she's got it. Oh, what a play. The cheerleader saves the day. And that's her one shining moment.
Oh, shut up.
No, man.
This place is inspiring. On its feet.
Inspiring and beautiful.
This place is on its feet. What a great play-by-play call that was of just getting a basketball off of a backboard.
Bloody brilliant.
That's fantastic. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Baba booey.
I try to come up with a positive story a day for the Ukraine.
That is not an easy job, I know, because I doom scroll through all the Ukraine news on a daily basis.
Yeah,
so.
I said the Ukraine. I know it's not the Ukraine.
Yeah, I know. It took us a long time to break that habit.
The Scottish government's super sponsor plan for Ukrainian-seeking refugees is now open. This is really fascinating to watch different governments around Europe say, okay, this is a big deal, because I think there's 3 million that they're expecting to leave, and maybe more.
Wow. I mean, it's already, man, this is a week or more ago, the biggest migration people running since World War II.
Since World War II, yeah. So apparently, First Minister Nicola Sturgeon has said Scotland could welcome 3,000 Ukrainians immediately.
Oh, good. That's cool.
Which is great. She added that it would later take at least a proportionate share of those coming to the UK. On Friday, she said, we intend to fully harness the thousands of individual offers from people in Scotland willing to provide Ukrainians with a home.
That is so nice.
So they have thousands of people calling the government saying, I can take someone in.
Wow. Now, if you're a really calm, good, smart parent, you'd almost be able to turn this into A teachable moment. But I mean, you know, like a thing that we're going to go, we're going to live here for a while, you know, let's not think about.
Oh, you mean the Ukrainian parent?
Yeah.
I was saying the Scottish
parent.
Even
better.
Same thing.
Absolutely.
Teach them to deal with people who don't speak their language.
Yes.
But they're willing to take them in. To the Ukrainians arriving in our country, I can say that we will treat you with compassion, dignity, and respect. And I extend a warm welcome to Scotland, our home. And for as long as you need it, your home, too.
That is fantastic.
That Isn't
is
that awesome. Wonderful?
That is great. That's really good.
It's just amazing to watch the UK and Poland and all of these different areas that are taking in refugees organize and get grassroots people to help.
Yeah.
That's the most beautiful thing.
And I mean, I would think that all of these, you know, our age and their parents, so our parents just so remember, you know, World War II and the scars and all the stuff that was going on before it really got insane and the refugees running.
Yep.
So to be able to, as, you know, at this age, step up and say, we know kind of better what to do.
I remember what that was like.
Yeah.
I will take someone in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a really beautiful human thing to
do. It is. Yeah, yeah.
And congrats to everybody in Scotland for doing that.
Nice.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and at 3:50,
are really close.
We try.
Really close.
We do our best.
Do our damnedest.
To do People Are Dumb.
People are what?
People are dumb.
Oh.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
By the way, I was watching you. That's why I was stalling.
Yeah.
I was saying 3:50 about every day.
Oh, yeah.
You were not reaching for it.
Nope.
So people are dumb.
I was reaching for something else.
Story one, Sluggo. Story two, a 20-year-old man wanted to join the protest in Canada's capital. Remember that in Ottawa when all the trucks
were
locking up downtown and it was all gridlock and nobody could drive anywhere and they were upset because of the mask mandates. Mm-hmm. They were very upset.
Yes.
This 20-year-old from the United States wanted to help somehow.
Okay.
So what he figured he would do is call in a bomb threat so that the police would then have to waste their time doing other things.
Sure. Okay.
Instead of getting rid of the truckers.
Right.
And then he thought, you know what else I can do is I can call in and say I got shot. And that way, a lot of the police time will be taken elsewhere.
Was he actually in Canada? He went up there to...
No, he was not in Canada.
So he's like, I'm down here in Florida.
He didn't say that he lived in Akron, Ohio.
Okay.
But he did call Ottawa, Ohio. So he was trying to help in Canada.
Oh, man.
But there's a city in Ohio named Ottawa.
Sure. Just like there's a Baghdad, Arizona.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they have a 911 operator who took these calls. Yeah, I just want you to know there's a bomb there and it's going to go off, blah, 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 blah. And the 911 operators are like, okay, where? And the guy was just trying desperately to help people in Canada.
You know that one place.
You know where the truckers are.
Yeah, and that general area.
He's in Ottawa, Ohio, going, I don't know where truckers are.
There's no truckers here.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Betty's greasy spoon? What?
So the first time he said it was a bomb threat, second time he said that he was shot.
I've been shot.
He wasn't paying attention and just called the first number he found. He said he was mad about the mask mandates.
This is a crap crank caller. You know, if you're really good at it, you get a hold of the French president, the actual president of France.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
I mean, you know,
would never happen.
That's really succeeding.
You could never get a hold of the president
of France. You didn't call Paris, Texas.
Right, agreed. Agreed. So this guy is dumb.
Not too bright.
It turns out.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo.
No. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We don't know a tremendous amount about baseball. We're not huge baseball fans.
It's a fact. That's true.
The Dodgers just signed Freddie Freeman, and he seems to be a big deal. He played for the Atlanta Braves for 12 seasons, won the Golden Glove Award in 2018, the Silver Slugger Award for in 2019, 2020,
That's
and 2020.
The one I started, actually, the Golden Slugger Award.
Slugger, yeah. Mm-hmm, not Sluggo, Slugger.
Yep, but that's my award.
National League's Most Valuable Player in 2020 and won the 2021 World Series. So he's done pretty well
he's
for himself.
Slacker.
And the Dodgers signed him, so we thought we would go to former Dodger great Manny Ramirez on the Heineken 00 hotline and see if he can give us some more information about Freddie. Manny,
all
hi.
All right.
Nice.
All right. Hello, Kelvin, Slabo. Hi. How are you doing?
We're doing really well. Thank
aces,
you.
Aces.
What can you tell us about Freddie Freeman? Do you know? Have you ever played with him?
No, I never played with him, but I always been a big fan. He is lead singer for Queen. He sing, "We Will Rock You."
No.
He sing, "We Are the Champion."
Nice.
Freddie Freeman. All right. He's got AIDS.
I think you're thinking of Freddie Snakeskin, actually. That's, I think, who
all
you're thinking
right.
of.
All yeah. right. Freddie Snakeskin. Yeah. He wears an eye patch.
I don't think it's Freddie Snakeskin either.
No?
Man, he's really good at baseball, considering he's dead with AIDS. Hello?
That's the wrong...
Hello?
That's the wrong Freddy. Freddie Freeman Manny is...
Freddie Flintstone.
Manny Ramirez. Manny Ramirez have AIDS too. I'm going to die.
Oh, no. What?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm going bowling, though.
That's not something to kid about.
All right.
You're Manny going
Ramirez
bowling.
I go bowling. Sometimes I go bowling. I play two rounds. Sometimes I go play video game. Mm-hmm. It's so fun. I like to play video game with duck hunting and deer hunting. Because I get shoot animals, but I don't have to shoot them in real life. Because my roommates love animals. He thinks they're too cute. I don't want to kill them. No. All right.
Just a little bit.
Can you tell us?
Freddie Freeman invented the penny. Hooray.
No.
Wow, he's been busy. Yeah.
This is a player that debuted in 2010 for the Atlanta Braves and spent his entire career there. And now is a Dodger.
Right.
Now he's
right.
a.
All right.
Now he's a Los
also,
Angeles Dodger.
He designed the flag for Switzerland. All right.
I don't think that's true.
No, I think that one's true.
It's true.
Yeah, I think
true.
That's a fact.
He did that?
True.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, that
my.
One he did.
Freddie Freeman is Banksy.
That's just... I mean, I don't think that's true. I don't know for sure. I don't think that's true.
It's true. He has one tooth. That's a diamond. He has a robot, and it makes surfboards. Hooray.
His robot makes surfboards?
That's right, for all the best surfers in the world. And he goes, "Hey, robot, want to make a surfboard for Kelly Slater?" And they go, "Beep, boop, boop, beep, here we go, here's surfboard, beep, beep." And they have so much fun. Then he put the robot in the closet, just like Small Wonder.
Do you think maybe Dodger Stadium will be handing out his surfboards, like on, you know, certain occasions?
No, because too expensive to run the robot. And Freddie Freeman... not going to let anybody know he has a robot because he's pretending it's his daughter and he doesn't want anybody to know it's a real robot. So he's probably going to be real mad. Manny Ramirez will let everybody know he has a robot, lives in his closet, that wears dresses, and he pretends it's his daughter. All right.
So maybe you shouldn't have said that, is your point.
Freddie Freeman is Cousin Balky.
He's not Cousin. All right, listen, we'll do research on our own.
Yeah, but thank you. That was helpful.
Thank
was
you, Manny.
Inspiring.
Right.
Thank you, Manny.
Where's the beef?
Don't tell me what to do.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yep.
I was driving in today on the 101, and I saw one of those cars that says student driver.
Oh, man. How do people do that?
I don't know.
How do you be a driving instructor?
And there has to be a lot of them, because there are a lot of kids that need to learn how to drive.
Yep.
So I assume that there are a lot of people listening to our station who used to be or are driving instructors.
Oh, man.
How harrowing is that?
Yeah, you got to have those really super nervous, like, I'm like in my 50s and I've never driven, but I don't know why I'm sounding so
I'm
old.
Not sure either.
My
that's
50s.
A 90-year-old.
Yeah.
But,
okay. Well, I feel 90 these days. But, you know, it's
but you have to drive with kids who literally have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah, and adults that
yes.
have never done it before all their life, never have.
What a terrible job that would
that's
be.
That's an insane job.
I just can't even imagine.
You got to have nerves of steel, I should think.
I would think, or you just don't care. Maybe you just make peace with the fact that you're going to get in an accident.
Yeah, you get a death wish.
Yeah.
And you're like,
listen, I'm going to go at some point. I'm just going to be a driving instructor.
I want to be your driving instructor.
So you've done that job, or you know somebody who has, but it's specifically if you've done that job or are doing that job.
Yeah.
We would like to hear from you at 818-955-KLOS because that seems like that job would be bad.
So when you see those student driver cars out there, do you give them that extra wide berth?
Do I have to be honest?
Yes, please. Yes. No, what?
Listen.
Say it.
Listen, I'm not necessarily proud of this.
Yeah.
Sometimes I crowd them. Just a little.
Do you really?
Just a little.
Just, I mean, they got to learn.
Just to give them a little start.
They got to learn.
Just to get their little heart beating a little faster than sometimes.
What happened to you as a child,
Not
Kevin?
Not very often. I don't do it very often, but occasionally when
you can't resist.
A student driver, maybe I just pull in a little close.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. That's awesome.
Listen, I'm a dick.
I usually am like 40 lanes over. I'll see him. I'm like, boom. Like,
well, no, you're the smart
past.
One. You're the smart one. I'm the one taking my life into my own hands by taking their lives into their own hands. So you're a driving instructor. You went eight.
Yeah, what'd you think of people that did that? Got in front of you and slammed on their brakes.
No, I know the answer to that. I'm a dick. That's the answer to that. But what's it like to be a driving instructor? That's the question.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS.
Oh. It's Bessie. It's Bessie the cow.
Bessie's back. Yeah. I didn't know Bessie had a name.
Yeah, apparently.
Huh. The KLOS cash cow is here. Text the word Bessie. B-E-S-S-I-E. B-E-S-S-I-E to 68683. 68683. Bessie. B-E-S-S-I-E. For your shot at $2,000, which we're going to give away today, standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win on the hour at the 20s until 10 p.m. Good luck.
And now let's hear from the driving instructors. 818-955-KLOS. Don't do that ever again, please.
I will do that always. 95.5 KLOS.
Bastard.
Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We've talked about having bad jobs before.
Yeah, you know, some jobs you have to have a lot of nerve. You got to have really, like, nerves of steel. Not this job.
Or patience.
Patience.
Maybe.
Yeah. Nope. We don't have that.
Or we don't have, we couldn't. No. We, outside this radio studio, we couldn't do anything.
That is a fact,
We're
man.
So lame. But somebody has to be a driving instructor.
Yep.
And you had that job?
Yeah, I'm not an instructor, but I got a story for you. I was at the DMV taking my CDL test.
Mm-hmm.
The instructor got in the cab with me. So we're going down the side streets, and he goes, get on the freeway. So we get on the freeway, going for about 10, 15 minutes, and I look over at him, and he's asleep.
That is fantastic.
Really?
So I go, where do you want me to go now? And he looks at me, and he goes, oh, just get off on this off-ramp and head back to the DMV.
Oh, my God.
I guess at the very least, that was sort of like saying to you, I trust you. You're not one I have to keep my eyes open
through
the whole
time. I think what I would have done if I was you is I would have jerked the wheel and go, oh, no.
Yeah, go,
You would do that.
I would, yes.
Very interesting.
Thank
right
you for
on.
Calling.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, you're a driving instructor?
Yeah, I'm retired.
Okay, what was that job like?
You know what? It's not that bad, actually. Over my lifetime, it really wasn't that bad.
Okay.
You know, the one thing I made a mistake on was trying to show my own son how to drive.
Oh, no.
And give him lessons.
What went wrong with that?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Everything.
Oh, God. It was that bad. I actually hired a friend of mine and said, Take him out, another instructor, and told him, I said, take him out.
I'll bet that happens.
Yeah.
I'll bet that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Because your kid doesn't care if you're a driving instructor.
Right.
You're still dad,
yeah.
And you're annoying.
It's sort of like preacher's kids are usually
yes.
The worst of kids.
I'm still dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm still dad.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Dad. 818-955-KLOS.
You are or were a driving instructor? A driving instructor has to be a terrible job.
Yeah, we would think. Absolutely.
I can't imagine. You had that job?
Yeah, I'm not an instructor, but I was taking my Class A contract or driving semi license, and I had taken my truck there that I had been driving for 6 months anyway,
mm-hmm.
And I had to go around back in the alley. When we left out of the back alley. When we went to come back in, there was a lot of traffic. My uncle had gone over there with me. She told me, go real wide to the left and make a right in the driveway. I said, ma'am, this is the driveway going in with an island and then a driveway coming out. Why don't I go around the block? And she said, no, turn in here. I said, the cars are going to try to pass me on the right. She said, no, they won't. Well, I went real wide left, and all the cars went to go around the right, and I cut back to the right, and we had a traffic jam. Well, the only way to go in was in the exit. My trailer went over the island and took out every tree they had in it.
Excellent.
Them.
Oh, man.
My uncle was jumping around going, I think the cops are going to come. I got out. I went inside. I came back out. He said, what are you doing? We got to get... He could not believe she gave me my license.
Wow. Well, she at least admitted her own mistake.
Yeah,
really.
She knew it was her fault.
Yeah. I just looked at her and told her, you just caused about $20,000 worth of damage. I told you what was going to happen. She said, yes, you know more than I do.
Wow.
Awesome. My license.
Well done. Fantastic. Olivia from Santa Ana wanted to hear Mean Street by Van Halen on our Old Request Fest.
Hello, KLOS.
Hello, how you doing?
We are good, thanks. It's our Old Request Fest. What can we play for you?
Sublime. Smoke two joints. It's Friday. It's with the 420, buddy.
I am able to smoke that, sir.
I think that's a yes.
Kevin, I will give you a big fat fatty if you can tell me the name of that band. We used to play over at the other place quite a bit. And that was for Scott, by the way, in Long Beach, who wanted to hear that song, Let's Go Smoke Some Pot. It's all about the weed right now.
Pot.
Yeah, I know you push play on it a few times.
I know that so well.
Especially back in the day. Good request, Scott.
I'm going to say Frente.
Oh, that's right, Frente. I owe you a big fat. Fatty. Dasher at Brock. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, Kevin Pluggo.
Hi, it's our All Request Fest. Would you like to participate?
I would like to participate because that last guy was late for 420.
Right? That's true.
Correct.
In our household, whenever 420 rolls around, it's a Zep pack. So how about Achilles Last Stand by Led Zeppelin?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin and Pluggo. This
hello.
Is me. Are we reaching?
Yes.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to
Happy
you.
Friday.
Happy Friday
nope.
to you.
Nope.
Yeah, at 3 o'clock, I had to change my speakers because of Sluggo screaming.
Yeah. I have to do that daily.
I can believe I've damaged some car speakers, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry!
Seriously, my headphones. I'm going to stab you with a pen. Okay, what can we do for you?
Seems like Sluggo's talking about pot.
What? Never.
Sluggo loves pot.
Well,
yes, go ahead.
How about, okay, Cheech and Chong's. Let's make a dope deal.
Let's make a dope deal. You know, I do feel like making an extra weed day today. So your request, sir, has been granted.
Guys, you were asking for impersonations a little while ago.
Oh, yeah,
yes, Bobcat Goldthwait. Go ahead.
I love Bobcat.
Well, you know, it's a copyrighted name. Better not repeat that. I got an impression for you, but first my request for your Friday night request in life.
Yes.
Rich Little's version of, I forgot the name of the song, but it's on one of Rich Little's albums.
No, we're not just going to play a random Rich Little album
what
track.
The hell, why not?
No, that's a good idea. You know, they're all good. My impression, anyway, is Jesse Jackson stubbing his toe.
Okay.
Oh! All right, that's it.
That's pretty strong. That is pretty strong.
Very good.
You really put a lot into it.
You know, I tried to do my best, you know.
It's a great callback.
Great's probably a wrong word. But...
That is for Dr. E.
Dr. E.
Wanted to hear some Queen.
A fine suggestion, Dr. E.
Correct. KLOS, hello.
I think I'd like to change it up a little, if you don't mind.
All right, what would you like here?
Some Pat Travers, snorting whiskey.
Who are you?
Frank from Corona.
So you want to change from the weed to the whiskey?
Yes, sir.
I can smoke it. Man, oh man, snorting whiskey, bad fish, let's make a dope deal, smoke two joints.
I see a theme.
Yeah, people are really in a party mood today. Sherry in West Hills wanted to hear this. I hope you got your hookah pipe going. Sherry, that ought to work with this one. It's KLOS. That is for Doug in Burbank. Doug at KLOS in Burbank.
Is that you?
All-time favorite songs.
All right, excellent.
I love that damn song.
It is our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Hey, can you play Van Halen, Everybody Wants Them?
Yeah, who are you?
Randy.
Randy, where are you calling from?
Stuck in traffic on the 210.
The sailors say, Randy, you're a fine girl.
Do you want me to slap him? Please say yes. Please say yes.
No, why not?
Hey! Notice there's like a weird echo on the phones.
Yeah, it's been there all day.
Very bizarre. Very brazier.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, hello.
It's our Old Request Fest. What can we do for you?
It's our Old Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Wow, 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 wow. Echo, 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 echo.
Wow, wow, wow,
wow, wow. Echo, 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 echo.
It's Emo.
What song can we play for you?
Just making sure I want to hear some Helter Skelter.
Nope. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. The best play of the entire March Madness so far was done by a cheerleader for Indiana.
Yeah, that was pretty incredible.
For rescuing a basketball on the top of the backboard.
And the announcer was actually really good, too, because he was like announcing it as a play-by-play.
He was so into it.
That was awesome.
We talked to driving instructors who said, for the most part, it's not that bad a job.
We think you don't remember. You have traumatic stress disorder or something.
And the Dodgers signed first baseman Freddie Freeman, and we learned nothing about him.
Thanks to our friend Manny. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday. Peace out.
Oh, and one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Oh! Do you hear this?
No.
Oh, I'm hallucinating again then. Great.
What is this?
I don't know. Some cow with a lot of cash on it.
Moolah.
Moolah on it.
Moolah.
Yeah.
It's KLOS Cash Cow. So you get a chance to text a word and possibly win $2,000. The word this hour is milk.
Milk. Milk. Delicious.
M-I-L-K. Milk.
M-I-L-K.
Text that to 68683. That's 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you will have more shots to win every hour on the 20s until 10 p.m.
I'm sure you've overheard people talking about how they've sold their house and they're making all this money. A lot of people are selling their home right now because it's a great time to do so, because you are going to make a lot of money. But you want to make more money than those people who are bragging about...
Oh. It's Bessie! It's Bessie the cow!
Bessie's back. Yeah. I didn't know Bessie had a name.
Yeah, apparently.
Huh. The KLOS Cash Cow is here. Text the word Bessie. B-E-S-S-I-E. B-E-S-S-I-E to 68683. 68683, Bessie, B-E-S-S-I-E, for your shot at $2,000, which we're going to give away today. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win on the hour at the 20s until 10 p.m. Good luck.
I can totally smoke that request, man.
You can smoke anything.
I'm getting there, actually. I tried catnip once. I told you that.
Oh, yeah.
So it's an all request fest. What the hell do you want to hear? 818-955-KLOS.
KLOS.
Somebody wanted to hear a cow, apparently.
Oh, it's KLOS Cash Cow.
Is it now?
The way you win that is by texting. You text the word tail, T-A-I-L.
Oh, the sexy cow tail.
To 68683.
Do it right now.
68683. You text that, and you get a shot at $2,000 we're giving away today. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win every hour in the 20s until 10 p.m. tonight.
Angry Billy for Zero the Dog. That's a special request on our precious All Request Fest on KLO. Oh,
hey, hold up. That's a cow.
Stop trying to milk the cow, dude.
I have to get $2,000 out of it. The KLOS Cash Cow has arrived. Text the word bell this hour to 68683. Bell, B-E-L-L, to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win every hour on the 20s until 10 p.m. Good luck.
It was on this day in rock in 1965. After concluding the fifth UK package tour with the Hollies, that the Rolling Stones got in trouble with the police for urinating in public and were fined £5 each at a gas station after the very last show that they did at ABC Theater in Essex, England. Well, I hope his cats got him something delicious. And they know, of course, that it was on this day in rock in 1966 when the always cool guitarist from Tacoma, Washington, Jerry Cantrell of Alice in Chains was born. You a fan of Neil Young's song, Heart of Gold? It was on this day in rock in 1972 that it started a 3-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart.